Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering if you could check something for me. I had, which I'd never done before, so I wanted to let you know that. But when you had, you select to get something and you only pay, it's free, and you just pay the shipping charges. And I've never done it before, and when I get them, I just delete them. But this is something I've been looking for to get on this prize or whatever you want to call it. And so I read through everything, so I thought, well, I'll just try it. And it was $5, and, of course, I used my credit card, and of course, they alert me. But what it was didn't show $5. It showed $59 and something. And the date, and so I think it was Wednesday I did this, so that would have been, what, the 20th. And I find out it's $59 and something. I was wondering, even though I was looking at all the small print, because I know how to protect myself with that, but with this, I couldn't find any small print, and so I called the card company, and they said it was a subscription that I'm paying for, along with the $5 charge. So could you explain to me how your company does this? Because it does say read all the fine print. Well, I read all the fine print I could find on this before I committed myself. So could you explain to me how this happens?
Yes, can I get your zip code?
Pardon me?
Your zip code.
Oh, 462, no, wait a minute. I just moved, so I'm getting used to a new zip code. 46060.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Judith, and my last name is Klein, K-L-I-N-E, hyphen Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 1137 Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Street, Noblesville, Indiana.
Yes, and I do see there was the contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. By entering that contest, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Up. The winners are picked based off our monthly subscription.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of static, and I didn't hear it there. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yes, and so in order to be eligible for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Up. It's a contest.
Well, what, so am I getting those sweeper or not? Since I subscribed to something I didn't know I was subscribing to and couldn't find any of the fine print, because I went back in and looked and tried to find, but I did not find anything that, you know, said I would be committing to this.
Yes, and those terms and conditions are on the website. You would have had to check a box that states you're 18 years or older and that you read and understood the terms and conditions. It's a contest entry. We can go ahead and have your entry canceled. That cancels the monthly subscription. We spoke with your financial institution. Do you know if there's a dispute on that charge?
Okay. Tell me, since I've never had this issue before. I wouldn't, I mean, if this is how things are done, I just don't want to be caught in like that. And the reason I clicked it was because at that point, I read everything. So it didn't, and when I clicked it up, it did not bring up the small print about the subscription, really. And maybe it's because I've never done it before, but I'm just very careful on anything that I do online. So So what would I do? Would I get my money refunded?
So we can go ahead and have this account canceled. Do you know if that charge was disputed with your finance institution?
Yeah, well, I've already talked to them. And see, you've already got your money. And so I don't know what all would I have to do to dispute it.
Yes, ma'am. So as a courtesy, we can go ahead and issue a refund for that charge. It takes 3 to 5 business days for it to post. If you give me a moment.
Go ahead. So you can, that's what I wanted to know, if you could go ahead and, pardon me, and put that money back into my bank in 3 to 5 business days. I mean, even though I'm not going to be getting the Dyson, it's just lesson learned. I just really, watching my money. I'm retired, so a lot of us, we're having to change a lot of lives, especially in the way the world is today, in financial. But they told me, my bank told me to call you. So would you, then I'm not disputing it, it's just, I didn't know the whole story. And when I clicked on that, I didn't see any small print. And I even, like I said, I went back and double checked, still not knowing until I got my bank notified me right away. And that money just didn't, I thought, well, I know that. That's something I don't know. So when I called them, that's when I found out. So, okay, what are you going to do when I hang up so I know what to expect?
Yes, ma'am. This account was canceled. The refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days. I can give you a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hang on just a moment. Where are you located?
We're a third-party call center. We're located in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Okay, I am ready for the number.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie, 920602381.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 920602381.
That's correct.
Okay, and your name is again?
Morgan, Morgan.
Oh, okay. All right. So when you do this, it's going to be going, the money will be put back into my account. And of course, I won't get the Dyson. But see, that's the thing I did. That's what I was looking for. And it's a nice prize, but I am curious, though, what kind of subscription? Is this something that I would have to pay every year?
No, ma'am, it's a monthly subscription to an app called Bytehub.
Oh,
it's for
okay.
Meal planning. It gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for explaining this to me. So I'll be watching my account. And so I can use this this number here. It's Susan Charlie 920602381. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, listen. Thank you very much, Morgan, for helping me out on this.
You're welcome.
Just thought when it said free, I didn't know there was the fine print, but. Anyhow, you taught me something that when you agree, I was just agreeing on everything I've seen on each page. So, all right. Well, you have a good weekend, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.